All right, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, October 9th, 2023, it's 5:30, workshop session. We'll call it to order. First order of business is discussion regarding memorandum of understanding with Land Passage Trails regarding establishment and maintenance of the trails at 580 Complex.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You have in your packet a memorandum of understanding, which was a draft document currently under review by our city attorney. Some things that I'll just kind of line out if you've had a chance to read through this yet, and maybe haven't. There's a couple, the way we broke this MOU down is responsibility. So what the trails, Land Passage Trails, who's a 501c organization, they're going to be working through, and actually volunteers have already been out there and have started working. They've had some training days. They've had some, you know, kind of cooperative groups that come on the weekend. And so that piece, as far as the voluntary work, we've sent them all the volunteer forms that helps relieve some of the liability that the city could have. So that piece is already kind of in the new. But the Land Passage responsibilities for Land Passage Trails, you know, identified one through about 22. And kind of the overview of this is, you know, to give them latitude from IMBA, which is the International Mountain Bike Association. They have design criteria, and they have certain standards, and these trails will meet those criteria. They've been giving us feedback. They've gone out there initially with GPS, the new proposed pieces of the trail, which once everything's complete, we'll get a final GPS version of that, so we'll know exactly where those trails are. But as you kind of look through this, you know, it's kind of control and who maintains this and what kind of training is required for those volunteers to be able to go out there and work in that park. I think one thing I would stress, obviously this is a public facility, it's public use, it's open to the public. So while, you know, the trails, Land Passage Trails group is doing the clearing and the design of the trail, ultimately in the end it will be, you know, still a city park. It will still be open to the public. It will surround their mountain bikes. This is actually going to be a mountain bike walking trail. And as such, we will sign for that. The city's piece of that would be putting the signs up, directional signs and some other signs out there. So under responsibilities, you can see some of those things called out. And so I would call your attention on page 8 to the non-exclusive use. That piece does identify, you know, the city still having full ownership. There's nothing's really changing hands. And then in the draft that I got late last week from our attorney, the biggest change was the whole harmless clauses. So, you know, our attorney looked through that. Those types of things will be added in, and we'll bring back a final draft for council to review. But this was kind of just a first draft to get this moving, because we'd like to have everything identified responsibility-wise and expectations with that group versus with the city and who's doing what. I'll stand for any questions.
Is there an official name on the 501?
Land Passage Trails.
Land Passage Trails, okay.
And Rob Shivers is the actual president. So,
under city responsibilities, it says we're to consider a designated parking area. We don't have to build a new parking lot, do we?
No. Okay. No, we can designate. If at some point it grows to the point where there's more parking needed out there for some reason, we would determine where that parking goes, not the Land Passage Trails.
Anything else?
Yeah, it's still early, but we wanted to bring this to council so you could at least get your eyes on the first shot at this, and we'll be bringing back a final.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Discussion regarding any item on the regular agenda? Can I get a motion to adjourn workshop? Make a motion to adjourn workshop.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will call our regular session in order. All rise.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight with the greatest sense of appreciation to be in this great community with a good bunch of people in a great facility. We thank you for the gentle rains you brought to us on and off lately. If you see fit, we'd certainly appreciate it a little more. We ask that you be with everyone here tonight. We can take care of your business for all the people, which would be your wish. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, watch over us in safety till we can meet again. As in always, in Jesus' name, amen.
Join me in the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Union Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Citizens comment, any citizens who desire to address the city council on a matter not included on the agenda may do so at this time. The city council may not deliberate.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Thank you for having us. We're here tonight to swear in our newest officer, Megan Hale. But before we do, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Megan, here to my left, is originally born and raised in, born in Oklahoma, but raised here in our area. It's my understanding, military brought her father here, which brought her here at a young age. They were stationed at what is now Fort Cavazos. She grew up in the area, did attend Lampasas High School. Stayed here till her junior year, but finished her senior year back in Oklahoma. She lived a portion of her adult life there in Oklahoma, but about 8 years ago came back to the Coppers Cove area where she still lives with her boyfriend, Jonathan. Megan's a mother of a 16-year-old son. Prior to being a police officer, she had experience in corrections. She worked for the Bell County Juvenile Detention Center, but explained to me it was her lifelong goal to be a police officer. I'm glad that she chose to apply and fulfill that dream by coming to work for us. She went to the Central Texas Academy as a cadet for us and graduated back on September 22nd. Megan is currently in our field training program and we anticipate her hitting the road on her own about middle end of December. Here to pin Megan's badge after swearing is her father, John Hale.
Mr. Hale, would you meet us up here?
Mr. Hale is currently a city council member there in Coppers Cove.
Judge Burdell, would you please administer the oath?
I'd be happy to. That's what we all consider. All right, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I'm Megan Hale.
I'm Megan Hale.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
Of my Passes, Texas police officer.
And
will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please stay up for a minute. We'll take some photographs.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Now we move on to citizen comment. Any citizen who desires to address the City Council on a matter not included? And there is none. Citizens comment. Any citizens who desires to address the City Council on a matter that is included? And there is none. 1.3, public hearing to receive citizens' comments regarding action to repeal ordinance 1696 of the City of Lampasas Code of Ordinance, Chapter 50, Article 2, Curfew for Minors, repealing any inconsistent provisions and providing an effective date for HB 1819, Section 370.007, Juvenile Curfew Prohibited.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is just a public hearing for you to receive some comments, the opportunity to discuss repealing this ordinance. House Bill 1819 amended the Family Code, and it allowed for the juvenile curfews to be prohibited for the municipalities. So we're just going through the motion at this point of repealing this ordinance. So if anybody has anything that they wanted to comment about, this would be the opportunity for them.
Question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion and possible action concerning approval of minutes of the regular meeting held on September the 25th, 2023.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Abstain.
Discussion and possible actions regarding purchases, charges in excess of $4,000 from September the 1st, 2023 to September the 30th, 2023. Discussion and possible actions regarding August 2023 investment report.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Routine matters. City manager's operational report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few brief comments based on the memo that is included in your packet. We did have the airport kickoff meeting for the airport layout and master plan. We did that on September 27th. The meeting included the timeline, the background on the firms, and the strengths of the airport. Certainly from staff's perspective and probably from some of the other attendees, it was not quite as productive as we thought it should have been, and we did make that known to the consultants, and hopefully we'll work with them in terms of an improved delivery. Next meeting is tentatively scheduled for the end of November. Police update, by and large, had to deal with background on Megan, which you just heard. Community lunch, that date has been set for December 4th. That is something that police and fire get together and have a really a j- generally a very well-attended community event and toy drive to collect toys for distribution by the Land Passes Volunteer Fire Department. It's always, like I said, well-attended, and I'd also want to also mention that the hard work by a number of different staff and a number of departments goes into this event, and a lot of heavy lifting is done by those staff volunteers. Year end, our last day of our fiscal year was September 30th, and so we always like to let you know that what to expect as well as what activity is going on with the year end closeout. The auditors were here last week. They have pulled their initial request of documents, primarily around revenue and payroll. They will typically take a sample of 30 individual documents, payroll information, revenue information, et cetera, ARs, and take a look at those. At the same time, during that last week of the month, staff is also doing their inventory and submitting that so the auditors can have that the first day of the fiscal year. We will be looking, as we talk about closing out year, and it will take us probably 30 to 60 days to actually close out on our end. We have to chase down outstanding purchase orders, reconcile bank breaks, and a number of other things. What we will be taking a look at fairly quickly is particularly water and wastewater and electric departments. Those two, particularly revenue streams, are going to be impacted greatly by the weather. And we wanted to, as well as the conservation measures that were in place, and so we want to take a close look at those before we officially close out all of our books. Hostess House, we did receive a preliminary timeline. Looks like the initial plan set should be available in 6 to 8 weeks. That's Mr. Naylor's comment to me was that was a very conservative timeline. He's hoping that would be compressed. Once we get that, we will do an internal review that will include the building department, fire department, parks department. Boots and Blazers, just a reminder, October 14th at Campbell Park. I think Councilmember King can probably hook you up with some tickets if you're interested in going. It is a event is organized and benefits the Land Passes Association for the Arts. And everybody knows that they certainly made a big difference in terms of the display of public art in our parks. A water scope, after we met on that at the Laos Council meeting, we did meet as a staff to review and discuss any missing features. Staff has generally agreed with the components that we need to look at, as well as maybe suggested some discussion related to reuse and ways to mitigate line flushing. We did have the opportunity to meet with Jason Jones this morning, and he, I think, is very interested in this project. We will be fine-tuning the scope and he will be developing a proposal for future council consideration. Just while I'm up here as well, I just want to remind you, we have scheduled a special call meeting for October 16th. J.C. Brown, city attorney, will be in town. If you have anything you'd like to discuss, as I mentioned in my last report, please let me know, and we can make sure that's communicated on the agenda.
Just yes. One question, since we are out of town, how did the national night out go? Pretty good?
New business, discussion and possible action regarding the first reading of an ordinance to repeal Ordinance 1696 of Land Passes of the City of Land Passes Code of Ordinance, Chapter 50, Article 2, curfews for minors, repealing any inconsistent provisions and providing an effective date per HB 1819, Section 370, 007, juvenile curfews prohibited.
Mayor and Council, this item was discussed during the public hearing, and at this time, asking to consider a motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance to repeal Ordinance 1696, when passes Code of Ordinance, Chapter 50, Offenses, Article 2, Curfew for Minors, when passes Texas, when passes County.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of an ordinance repealing Ordinance 1696, Lampasas Code of Ordinances, Chapter 50, Offenses, Article 2, Curfew for Minors, Lampasas, Texas, Lampasas County, repealing any inconsistent provisions, providing an effective date per House Bill 1819, Section 370.007, Juvenile Curfews Prohibited.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
7.2, discussion and possible action regarding the memorandum of the agreement between the City of Lampasas and Lampasas County Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center for the Solar Eclipse Event, April 2024.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item is placed on the agenda to discuss an agreement between the Chamber of Commerce and the City of Lampasas. The City of Lampasas is hosting two solar eclipse events, and with that, we are trying to have individuals register, and the Chamber of Commerce has event software that allows it to be much easier, and they can collect the payments for us. So with that, we're going to have them handle those registrations as well as field the phone calls and field any questions that might come in. So this is an agreement to allow the Chamber to collect those funds for on behalf of the city, in which they will get 15% of the fees. So the camping trip is $200. If there's somebody registering to camp, $200, the Chamber will get $30 of that. And then whenever the registrations are closed, this MOA allows them to then cut a check back to the city. So staff considers a motion to approve the memorandum of agreement between the City of Lampasas and the Lampasas County Chamber of Commerce for the solar eclipse event in April 2024. Any questions?
I move to approve the memorandum of agreement between the City of Lampasas and Lampasas Chamber, County Chamber of Commerce and the Visitor Center for the Solar Eclipse Event in April 2024.
Second. Any discussion? Questions?
Yes, I have a question. Because I was wondering too, it's not necessarily to do with this, but to do with the eclipse, are we going to have another open house or town hall meeting? Like 6 months out, 3 months out?
That was brought forward to council at the last meeting, and what staff heard was that something on order 3 to 4 months out might work well. So I think that was our takeaway. If council certainly wants us to do something different, we'd be happy to.
I don't have a problem with this 15%, but didn't we discuss 10% earlier?
I would have to look at my notes. I think we discussed a range.
Okay.
But I don't know if we said 10% specifically.
I know that when the Chamber brought it to their board, they were hoping to get 20%, and this is kind of meeting in the middle.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion and possible action regarding the resolution to nominate individuals for Lampasas Central Appraisal District, LCAD Board of Directors.
Mayor and Council, this was discussed at the previous meeting. We actually got the letter that's also included in your packet before that meeting last time. So a couple of items. You're not obligated to nominate anyone. You can nominate one, two, five people. It would not be unprecedented if you nominated nobody or if you nominated one or two people, because I think that's been done in the past. The attached letter does indicate that all current board members are willing to serve. I would ask council that you adjust your motion language in the event you wish to nominate however many people to consider a motion to approve the nomination resolution nominating the names of people you wish to for the land pass to Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. If that's, and again, I don't believe you are obligated to nominate anyone, nor obligated to name five people if you only wanted to nominate one or two or three.
I would like to make a motion to nominate the following candidates to the Lampasas Central Appraisal District Board of Directors: Chris Harrison, Bill Peterson, Marshall Brewer, David Barclay, and Philip Garrett.
Any discussion? Mayor and Council, would there be any objection to modifying the motion language consistent to what I read previously?
And what would that look like?
That would just be consider a motion to approve the nomination resolution nominating those individuals to the Lampasas Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. I think it's understood if as long as there's no objection to that.
No objection.
I had a question. Because you nominated people that weren't on their list. Have you spoken to those people? Are they going to serve?
Yes.
Yes, I've spoken to both Chris and Bill Peterson today. And both of them were willing to serve, and they want to.
Well, I know that Ross Oliver also still wants to be on, which I don't know why, because it's a very thankless position.
Oh, we got a vote. We had a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second for this first motion.
We need to approve the first one and then approve the
yes.
amended. Version.
I think what you've done is you've, in your motion, nominated a slate that's, I mean, yes. There's nothing wrong with that motion in the slate of nominees.
Yeah, we just got one up right now. One motion up.
One motion's up.
Correct. That slate of nominees.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Seven point 4, discussion and possible action regarding approval of agreement with the H&H Tree Service to install and remove Christmas lights at W.M. Brook Park in the amount of $30,000 to be dispersed in 3 installments.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. On behalf of Mr. Eicher, I'm going to present this agenda item to you. This is a standard agreement that we've done every year for the tree service that we do for the Christmas lights. We actually start out in middle October, and they have a deadline to put the lights up at the Bamber Park for us, and then they take them down by a specific date, and then they store them for us. And we normally will give them $10,000 at the beginning, $10,000 in the middle, and then $10,000 at the end once it's all been completed. So at this time, we're asking that Council were to approve the funds to H&H Tree Service in the amount of $30,000 for installation and removal of the Christmas lights to be dispersed in 3 installments for the agreement.
H&H Tree Services and the amount of $30,000 for installation and removal of Christmas lights at W.M. Brook Park to be dispersed in 3 installments for agreement.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Discussion and possible action concerning the approval of a bid from Silsby Toyota in an amount of $49,751 for a 2024 Toyota Tundra Crew Cab Max SR 4.2 to replace the 2004 Chevrolet 1500 pickup for the wastewater operation supervisor.
Good evening, Mayor and Council again. This is one that is almost 20 years old, so it's a 2004 Chevrolet 1500 pickup in our wastewater group. And actually, this is a budgeted amount that we had, and I'd like to add that 82-580-5520 is the actual account that that's budgeted in for $48,000. So as you can see, like we're $1,751 above that. The price that's on here is inclusive of a toolbox, the lights, so it covers those things already in the price. We did reach out, being that this is a TIPS possible purchase, meaning it's on an interlocal purchasing agreement already with the St. Silsby, who provides us, a lot of times they'll provide us with public safety vehicles too as well. So they deal in fleet pretty heavily for city. So that's already in place. So you don't necessarily have to get any more quotes. Although we did reach out, we want to make sure that while this is a Toyota, that we did check Ford and Chevy. And very, very close, you know, it comes down more to what we're looking at in terms of hopefully long-term, you know, longevity of the vehicle. As you can see, this was almost 20 years old. And so without, you know, the city doesn't have necessarily a defined fleet program, so we rely on, you know, staff really maintaining, really upkeeping. I know you've heard it from the police chief before, you know, how well, you know, staff takes care of their vehicles, but we're hoping, you know, that this type of vehicle would last a long time. And just to give you a little bit of cost comparison, so F-150 is with the add-ons was $50,139.75, so just a little bit more. Locally, a Chevy 1500 without any of the add-ons was $47,450. And if you compare that to the Tundra without the ads, it was $46,146, so still a little bit less. It's very close. All of them are very similar in cost when you're, there's not necessarily apples to apples. They have different size engines and some of those things, but I'm standing for any questions.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid not to exceed $49,751. From Silsby Toyota for the purchase of a 2024 work truck and authorize the city manager to execute all related documents.
Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Discussion possible action to consider a variance as defined in the City of Lampasas Code of Ordinance Chapter 22. Article 2, Alcoholic Beverage, Section 22-33, sales near churches, schools, or hospital, or Alamo Coffee at the proposed location at 401 South Key Avenue to sell beer and wine within 300 feet of a church, private school, or public hospital.
Good evening, Council. This item is placed on the agenda for council consideration of a variance to the sale of wine and beer within 300 feet of a church, school, or hospital. The Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission granted authority to each municipality to decide how to maneuver this rule with regard to their own community. The City of Lampasas originally adopted in 1985 the rule to prohibit the selling of such alcoholic beverages within a 300-foot radius of the private school, public hospital, or church. However, during that time period, we also completed an ordinance which allowed a variance to be impacted as well for this type of requirement. So with the City Council, we allow a variance in minimum distance requirements and waive such requirements for a particular place of business if, after consideration and information presented, the City Council determines the enforcement of the minimum distance requirements and then has a list on your agenda cover. And I'm going to go through those as far as in detail of how this will impact the community. So the provision is for a safety measure for each municipality. It is not enforced by TABC. TABC granted the authority to each municipality to enforce or to grant a variance based on what is best interest of the community. The proposed location has been vacant since 2018 and has been in need of rehabilitation for many years. This location is on the main retail strip and is a focal point for citizens as well as travelers into our community. This is in line with the vision of the comprehensive plan on rehabilitating substandard structures and to improve the Key Avenue corridor with attractive destinations and services. So in your packet as well, I did provide you with the renderings of what the new location is proposed to look like. as well as the same type of business plan that is currently being done in Round Rock. So Mr. Cornish started his coffee business in January of 2020 as a wholesaler. In November of 2020, he expanded his services and opened Alameda Coffee Cafe. Over the years, they have expanded their food services to provide more variety and beverage options that include teas, energy drinks, and smoothies. This new opportunity and location will allow for Mr. Cornish to expand his business plan, allow for easier access to the establishment, and benefit from Key Avenue traffic. He opened a Round Rock location in the summer of 2022 with the same type of business plan as was being proposed at this location. This new location will provide room for outside seating, green space, and outdoor games for patrons. Staff believes the investment at this location is in the best interest of the community. So I also included on page 85 is the actual ordinance where it shows that y'all can, at your discretion, do a variance to this ruling. And then I did, like I said, the renderings right here is what the proposed location will look like and how it will be rehabilitated. So if you have any questions, Mr. Cornish is in the audience, and so is if you have any other additional questions you might have for this establishment. But at this time, I'd like to consider a motion to approve the variance for the Alameda Coffee at the proposed location at 401 South Key to sell beer and wine within 300 feet of a church, private school, or public school, as defined in Chapter 22 Business, Article 2, Alcoholic Beverages, Section 22 to 33, sells in churches, schools, or hospitals.
Move to approve a variance for Alamo Coffee at the proposed location of 401 South Key Avenue to sell beer and wine within 300 foot of a church, private school, or public hospital, as defined in Chapter 22 Businesses, Article 2, Alcoholic Beverages, Section 22 and 23, sales in the churches, schools, or hospitals, item C.
Second. Any discussion?
Questions?
Now, my question, what's the timeline for completion?
So after approval, I think about 6 months.
Okay.
Thank you. This variance, does it stand for future businesses in that location?
No, it's specific to Alamo Coffee only. If Alamo Coffee were to move the other business, if they want to do the same, would have to come before you again.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Seven.
Discussion and possible action regarding the reappointment of Bob Cawthorn and Daniel Shepherd to the Zoning Board of the Adjustments Board.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. And this item, the next couple items, will be some reappointments of board members that have graciously agreed to another term. And currently, I'd like to consider a motion to reappoint Bob Cawthorn, Daniel Shepherd to the Zoning Board of Adjustments.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Discussion and possible action to reappoint Robin Burdell and Shane Jones and Tasha Bates to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board.
Again, the same scenario. They are current board members and they agreed to serve another term, so I would appreciate the consideration to reappoint Robin Burdell, Shane Jones, and Tasha Bates to the Parks Board.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Wait till we lose.
No, I got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Discussion and possible action to reappoint Cheryl Hussman, Lucy Walker, Judy Lashburn, and Susan Bauer to the Library Advisory Board.
Again, they're all current members of our board, and we love them so much. We would love for you to reappoint Cheryl Hussman, Lucy Walker, Judy Lashburn, and Susan Bauer to the Library Advisory Board.
Salute.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion possible action to reappoint Richard Proctor to the Construction Board of Adjustments and Appeal Board.
Again, I have him as my solo one for my Construction Board at this time. I do have a few more that I'll be bringing to you in the future, but I would like to reappoint Richard Proctor to the Construction Board of Adjustment and Appeal this evening.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No. Move to adjourn.
Thank you so much.
All right.